I have a relatively new dear friend. She and her family live on the next street over. Bo and I walk by their house when we go up the hill for our hikes most days. She's smart and awake and real, and we automatically became friends. She is a sweet little dog, too, and sometimes our schedules meet so we can hike with our pups together. Last Friday was one of those days. She's a savvy business person who loves marketing. I have this drive to expand the impact of my work, so on Friday I was happily lapping up her advice and suggestions until she suggested creating an event, a class, for people who are bored and might want to learn to watercolor. I found myself getting snagged on the thought of it. It brought to mind the events that are popping up all over where people go to a restaurant or bar or wine bar for an evening of painting and drinking. The artist instructor gives them all a canvas, usually, some paints, and an idea to paint from, a seascape, a piece of fruit, basically a template for them to follow. These events seem to be designed for those who have never painted before, giving them a whole new experience. They get to take home a painting, finished in an evening, happy and proud, or at least, hopefully, having had a good time with their friends. It's been suggested to me more than once that I see about putting together this kind of event. As much as it's a fabulous way to introduce new people to making art and for the artist to find new potential students, it's not me, and I can't see myself doing this. I'm always willing to look at my own resistance. Sometimes it's based in a keep me safe from too much risk kind of fear, but in this case, it's protective in another way. It's keeping me from going down the wrong track. I'm not that teacher. I don't make quickie art. I can't make quickie art. So I can't teach or lead quickie art experiences. All of this was behind my getting snagged on her idea. She asked me then, "What is you?" I said, "I want to teach, or rather guide, people who have a hunger to make art. If it's not a hunger, it's at least a desire. I'm here for those who want to have making art a regular part of their lives and who share my love of watercolor." This past summer, I had this experience of being hired to teach someone to paint who either didn't have the hunger or, more likely, I'm guessing, didn't have ready access to it. I'm always compelled to provide what's lacking, so I found myself feeling the need to generate the energy for the art to come out of her. It didn't work. And from this experience, I got that it doesn't work this way in general. No teacher, mentor, guide can provide the impetus to do our work. It must come from us. Creativity comes from the unmanifest world through us, and its energy, its fuel, is our desire. It's the "I want to" that we hear coming out of our mouths. People who have this hunger are my people. I didn't set out to lead groups of watercolorists, but doing so has not only become a major part of my work life, one of the biggest ways I serve the world, but has revealed to me what I do have to offer, the gifts that I've been given to share with others. And all of this has come to be because of the desire in the core group of women who were there at the start. They called me out of my fears. Their desire to take their paintings to another level created an environment for them, through me, for that to happen. See how powerful the creative force is? It can even change others' lives. In the process, they showed me who I am to serve and how. As much as I love leading my color class, I love sharing the information that empowers people to have more freedom and confidence with color, a mainstay of our work, I'm made for my ongoing groups. I am made to accompany people along the often bumpy road to a finished painting. The way that I, and most of the people who paint with me, work, it takes considerable time for our paintings to start looking like something. Along the way, our heads are noisy places. It is for this reason that I'm hesitant to demo painting techniques. For me, it doesn't work like it did for dear departed Bob Ross and his happy trees that came out of his brush so automatically. There are stages in my paintings that are awkward and clearly unfinished looking. To my eye, these parts look like I don't know what I'm doing, and I worry that people watching will think this too. When I do demonstrate, I talk about how I actually often don't know what I'm doing, that we are all finding our way through our paintings. My intention and hope is that this will normalize the self-doubt and internal chatter for them. If I do what I do, if I paint what I paint, while these noisy voices echo in my head, then you can too. In my web wanderings in the past day, I came upon this article about Parker Palmer's commencement address at Naropa University. He talks about taking on big jobs worth doing, like spreading love and peace and justice, which means resisting being caught up in our cultural obsession with effectiveness in terms of short-term results. In quote, our heroes take on impossible jobs and stay with them for the long haul because they live by a standard that trumps effectiveness. The name of that standard, I think, is faithfulness. Faithfulness to your gifts, faithfulness to your perception of the needs of the world, and faithfulness to offering your gifts to whatever needs are within your reach. End quote. For me, a life worth living means taking this advice. Spreading love, peace, and justice are big, impossible jobs in our world full of violence and suffering. But if the gifts we are given include making paintings that beget love, peace, and justice in the form of watercolor paintings, then this is our impossible job to take on. Working on a piece of art or making art become your life takes this same faithfulness. It takes faithfulness to stick with and or come back to work over a period of time, which for some of us is months and months. This isn't everyone's way of working, but it is ours. And if you have this hunger and the faithfulness to follow it, paint. Bring forth the art that is in you. And let me know if there's some way I can help you. With my love, Cara. P.S. I know some of you have requested this help in the form of video recordings from me, including instructing you how to paint. The desire to fill these requests is in me, and I'm still sorting out what form that will take. This is my creative challenge. Though it may not appear so, solving this creative problem, is in the hopper. Any suggestions as to what you want from me, especially given what I've shared about here about being more of a guide than a teacher, are heartily welcome. Your desires have power to manifest themselves through me.